Relic Radio.
This is Relic Radio Sci-Fi, old-time radio, science fiction stories from RelicRadio.com. On this episode of Relic Radio Science Fiction, we'll revisit SF-68, a series that aired originally in South Africa from March to October of 1968, was replaced after 33 episodes with Beyond Midnight, series we hear on the horror from time to time. You can look that up on the website if you're interested. But today we'll hear a sci-fi story. It's titled Survival, aired on SF-68, March 8th, 1968.
Biotex, the new soak and pre-wash powder, brings you SF-68. Stories which plunge vividly into other worlds, other dimensions, other times. SF-68. Survival.
But nobody would blame you. They wouldn't think a bit worse of you. Anybody knows Mars is no
place.
Please
stop it.
You're not used to the kind of life you'll have to live there. Primitive. No kind of life for any woman. Alice, darling, it's only a 5-year appointment for David. I'm sure if he loves you, he'd rather know you're safe here
than waiting for us. I'm not a child. I've thought it all out and I've made up my mind. It'll be soon now. The warning. I'll have to leave. Go up to the ramp.
If you had a child of your own, you... Well, you will have one day, and then you'll understand. You'll understand then.
I'd better go.
I know you. I know this can't be the kind of life for you.
Perhaps you don't know me quite as well as you think you do.
He's taken you right away from me.
That's not true. I'm no longer a child. I'm a woman with my own life to live. I better go.
Well, they haven't called yet. You needn't leave yet.
Oh, there are the lights. I've got to go.
I can't believe it. Mother. Other children used to call you Mouse. Oh, why did you have to marry him?
Please, Mummy.
I'm sorry.
Mouse. If we were all mice, us women, it'd be a poor lookout for our survival.
Deviation, sir.
1.365 degrees. Not bad, considering. Southeast sector again. Why are nearly all the deviations on the southeast sector, I wonder, Mr. Carter?
Maybe they'll find out, sir, when we've been at the game a bit longer.
Better correct it before it gets any bigger. How's she lying?
Almost broadside with a very small roll, sir.
Right. Align her and stabilize.
Right.
10 seconds on starboard laterals at force 2. She should take 30 minutes to swing over. Then neutralize with port laterals at force 2, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, better warn them. Maybe a bit of a jolt.
Attention all. Attention all. We're about to correct course. There will be several impulses. None of them will be violent. that all fragile objects should be secured, and you all should use safety belts. The operation will take approximately half an hour, and will begin in 5 minutes from now. I shall inform you when it's been completed. That's all, thank you.
Some fool always thinks the ship's been hurled by a meteor if you don't spoon it out. Have the woman in hysterics or something. What does she think she's doing here anyway?
Who? The woman, sir?
A quiet little mousy thing like that. Ought to be sitting back home knitting or something.
She knits here, sir.
I know. I think what that implies. What's the idea of that kind going to Mars? Well, I know what I'd say to my wife if she thought of coming along.
It's always a long wait, sir. When we go...
So? That's what women are for. To wait.
Oh, she strikes me as the devoted type. Quiet, but with an awful lot of determination when the right string's pulled. Sort of, well, you've heard of ewes facing lions in defense of their cubs, haven't you?
Assuming you mean lambs, the answer's A, I've always doubted it, and B, she doesn't have any. Oh, well, they've had time to batten down the chamber pots now. Let's get busy. All set, Mr. Carter?
All set, sir.
Okay, well, straighten her up. Get on with it, man. Perhaps when you've had your fun, Mr. Carter, you'll kindly straighten her up. Well?
There's no response, sir.
Mrs. Morgan and gentlemen, I've called you here together because it seems to me best that each of you should have a clear understanding of our present position. Our lateral tubes have failed, all of them. The port laterals are burnt out and are therefore useless and irreplaceable. Now, in case you don't understand what this implies, I should tell you that it's upon these laterals that the ship depends for its navigation. Main drive tubes give us the initial impetus for takeoff. After that, they're shut off, leaving us in free fall. Any deviations from the plotted course are corrected by using suitable bursts from the laterals. We're unable to land, too. Or brake.
We can't steer. Is that what you mean? Can't steer or land?
That's exactly what I mean.
Does that mean we might crash on Mars?
No, if we go on traveling as we are at this moment, we shall miss Mars altogether.
And so go on out to play tag with the asteroids.
I've been in touch by radio with both home and Mars and have reported our state. I've also informed them I intend to attempt the one possible course open to me, and that is using the main drive in an attempt to throw the ship into orbit about Mars. I think we've a good chance of bringing that off.
You think we've a good chance?
I do. I also think it's our only chance. But I'm not going to pretend complete confidence. It's too serious for that. I'm afraid it's going to mean quite a wait.
Can we hold out long enough, Captain?
According to my calculations, we should be able to hold out for 17 or 18 weeks.
Will that be long enough?
It'll have to be.
Thank you.
to breathe. Well, there we're lucky. The regeneration plant and stock of spare cylinders will look after that for a long time. Water will be rationed. 2 pints each every 24 hours. For everything. Our most serious problem is food. Tough. And the prospect, Mr. Carter, is by no means good. No. Alice Morgan. There's the possible source of trouble. Some of those people out there will be weaker than others. The husband's going to have more strain on him on account of her if it comes to the pinch. More strain and fewer principles. Now, she must be treated like any of them. Make allowances for her, and we will be called upon to make allowances for others. Health grounds, anything. And then heaven knows what complications will follow.
You're not very hopeful, are you, sir?
No.
No allowances for her?
A fair chance with the rest, that's all. I hope she's not the first to go under. Better for morale if she's not the very first.
She's still knitting. The only way to locate and correct the trouble with the laterals is to effect an entry into the propellant section of the ship. Because of the tanks backed up against the bulkhead separating the sections, you can't achieve this from within the ship itself.
And just what stupid scheme has Atkins got in mind?
Not a stupid scheme at all, sir. Atkins is the chief engineer. It's his responsibility, his duty, his privilege. He wants to go outside and try, sir.
To cut a way round the burnt-out tubes from out there?
Yes, sir. Sir, it's been 3 months.
I know. Don't you think I know?
We can't just... Anyway, Atkins wants to go, sir. He wants your permission.
Even if he succeeds, the other laterals will still be unbalanced.
Yes, sir.
He'll use up oxygen to work his cutters, too. Oh, well, very well. Let him try. We're like rats in a trap in here.
Atkins will be pleased, sir. He feels as chief engineer, and that he...
Oh, get on with it.
He's coming in a minute, sir. The working shift with Mannix.
Carter, what the blazes is happening? What was... I'll have to check the... Mr. Carter!
Sir? Sir?
What?
Atkins has gone, sir. The ship jumping like that, sir. Threw him off.
Of you, Mrs. Morgan.
It isn't very easy.
I know. What's troubling you?
It's the rations. I'm not getting enough food.
None of us, Mrs. Morgan, is getting enough food.
I know, but
But what?
There's the man who died yesterday. Atkins. I thought if I could have his rations. I've got to have more food!
So you thought you'd snatch a dead man's share as well as your own? Atkins' death means this, and nothing else. It means we can go on having the present ration for just a little longer. That is all, Mrs. Morgan.
I don't ask for privileges. Not for me.
Atkins' death hasn't given us a windfall, hasn't given us a margin. All it's done is extend by a day or two our chance of survival.
Captain! Look at me! Look! You see? I must have more food. If you don't let me have more, you'll be a murderer. My baby's got to live. He's got to.
No chance of being born. No chance at all. But if I'd told her that, she would have confided in her husband. Because I'd have told her why there's no chance of it being born. And then everyone would have known. Gun. One way, a way, but not yet. Sooner or later, anyway, I'm going to need it, either for them or for myself. Mr. Carter, don't you knock anymore.
Sorry, sir. Well, you've got to come quickly, sir. There's someone in the refrigeration plant.
Food?
Yes, sir. Lock's broken. When I checked, I made it fast by the bolts. Where was there? Still in there.
No. This is the beginning. It's not going to work anymore.
Better bring your gun, sir. Food stealing on the ship's a capital offense. Careful. I'll pull the bolts. Right. Where else they could...
Look out! Morgan! Girl wife in Doom rocket, woman space record deal, girl trapped in living space tomb, ship of metal one girl...
Girl wife trapped in space... Ordeal of girl lost in space, floating around the planet Mars. Young, glamorous woman.
Right. Let's start.
We're going on, whether we like it or not, whirling through space. We can only wait and hope that a ship from Earth reaches us one day, soon. Rations. As you know, the position's critical. With one person aboard, well, the position would have hope. Two or three, a little less so, but still, hope. Six people. Well, with six, you know, the bigger the passenger load on this trip, the chances of survival decrease. So, we shall draw for it. Each of us will take a paper and hold it up, unopened, till I give the word. Unopened. Have you got that? Good. Well, the papers are in this helmet. One of them is marked with a cross. Ray? I want you to count the pieces of paper and make sure there are six.
Five.
Oh, well, so you don't want to take a hand in our little game?
No.
You've shared equally with us so far.
But now we've reached this regrettable stage, you don't want to.
No.
You're appealing to our chivalry, perhaps?
No. I'm denying the equity of what you call your game. The one who draws the cross dies. Isn't that the plan? Dies so that the others have a greater share of the rations.
Pro bono publico.
Unfortunate, but necessary.
But if I draw the cross, two must die. Do you call that equitable? Well, isn't that so? My baby has a right to live.
We all have a right to live. We all want to live. Why should
all
you be...
All right. Very well, gentlemen. Let us be formal. Let's be democratic. We'll vote on the question. The question is put. Do you consider Mrs. Morgan's claim to be valid? Or should she take her chance with the rest of us? Now...
I'm a widow now as well, since my husband...
For or against Mrs. Morgan's claim? Those in favor...
Just a minute. Before you men start voting, you'd better just listen to me a minute. First of all, I'm a lot more important than any of you five. No, don't smile. I am.
Before the radio broke down.
Before the captain wrecked it, you mean?
Before it became useless. Captain Winter was in regular touch with home. He gave them news of us. And the news the press most wanted to hear was me. It was about me. He told me I was in the headlines. Girl, wife in Doom Rocket. Girl in Space Wreck Ordeal. In Britain, in America, everywhere. Every country you can think of. Me. The whole world is interested in me. They're even more interested in my baby, which is going to be the first ever to be born in a spaceship. You've got a fine tale ready for them when they come. When we're rescued. Atkins, the captain, the navigating officer, died heroically trying to repair those lateral things. An explosion. They were blown away into space. And the others, too, stories you've got ready, when what happened was murder. My husband was... murder. But if there's no trace of me or my baby, you might get away with the others. But me and my baby, you'll all be hanged, or you'll fry, or... That's if they don't lynch you first.
Madam, you're probably a great loss to the legal profession. We shall have to reconsider this matter before the next meeting. But for the present, Ray, 5 pieces of paper in the helmet.
It's her.
Of course it's her. What else do you expect to find whirling through space like a sozzled owl? Not a sign. Every port covered. How many months has it been?
You think there's a chance? A chance of life aboard her?
Tommy, not a ghost of a chance. We're just the undertakers, I reckon.
Okay. Better try and get a cable onto her. Project the magnet! If we can get the cable on, we can play her like a big fish.
Careful. Air. Test.
Air's okay. The pressure's about 6 ounces down, that's all.
Okay, we can get out of these fish tins.
Place stinks. Let's get on with it. This is the part I never look forward to.
Not a chance.
There's nobody here.
Oh, nothing. Do you think... What's the matter, Tommy? What?
No. Down there. That's a human thigh bone.
You.
Watch it, Tommy. She's got a gun.
Miss.
You... Look, baby. Look there. Food. Lovely food.
Listen again next Friday night at 9:30 to SF 68.
That's it for this episode of Relic Radio Science Fiction. I'll be back Monday with more. In the meantime, visit RelicRadio.com for everything else, all the other shows, past episodes from this show, more from SF 68, and links to everything else Relic Radio. It's all at RelicRadio.com. There's also a donate button there if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. It's how we do it all. Thank you very much to those who have helped out. Thanks for joining me today. I'll talk to you again next week with another episode of Relic Radio Science Fiction. Relic Radio Science Fiction is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.